Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Today, the last chance for taxpayers to claim a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says nearly $1.5 billion in refunds remain unclaimed from the year before the pandemic, and about 1.5 million taxpayers may still be eligible for a refund. The IRS says the 2019 return must be filed on paper and postmarked by the end of the day. Extreme heat is baking the United States of America, especially the Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix, Arizona, say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees.
Millions of residents are under an excessive heat advisory in the southwestern portion of the United States, and that area of heat is expanding north as well as east. In Death Valley, California, temperatures could potentially reach 130 degrees. There are concerns to heat stroke and wildfires, as well as the toll this heat is putting on this nation's power grid.
Air quality alerts issued for several U.S. states yesterday due to thick smoke from Canadian wildfires, continuing today. The National Weather Service said those included much of Montana, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made that announcement yesterday, saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice. The suspect had been accused of killing three men and one woman on Saturday in the town of Hampton. This is USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A former movie studio head predicts disaster if the actors and writers' strikes aren't settled soon. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, IAC and Expedia chair Barry Diller suggests a September 1st settlement deadline, similar to a strike deadline. Diller says the biggest obstacle is there is no trust between the Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers, which represents the studios, and the actors and writers' union. He suggested that studio executives and the highest paid actors take a 25% pay cut as a good faith measure to narrow the gap between the rich and the not so rich in the industry. Country star Jason Aldean recovering after reportedly suffering from heat stroke over the weekend. Michael Kastner reports.
The performer was forced to walk off stage early during a stop on his Highway Desperado tour in Hartford, Connecticut on Saturday night.
I don't think it was quite that serious, but it was pretty intense last night at the show. Anybody that was at the show knows how hot it was, and I don't know, some of this kind of, I knew it was coming. I was trying to get through as much of the show as I could.
In a video posted yesterday, Aldean explained he'd been out golfing prior to the concert and was likely overheated and dehydrated. Aldean says his managers are working to reschedule the Hartford show. I'm Michael Kastner.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, you not only have to observe, but you got to listen as well. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good here. I'm just wondering, though, Rick, with all that's going on, you know, the president's at NATO, doesn't go to the dinner. And kind of an odd excuse that he's been working too hard or something. He needed a break.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said. And so this is bizarre. So why did he go to NATO? I mean, what are we trying to accomplish there? And what does it look like to the rest of the countries involved when we have a president that won't even show up to the dinner? I mean, the dinner is the big hoopla, right? I mean, after everything's all, you get these little meetings and stuff like that, but the dinner is significant. And to not show up at all, you know, that's quite telling, isn't it? Or am I missing something?
You're not missing something. There's two kinds of power. There's hard power, and that means I can run you over with tanks. Mm-hmm. And there's soft power, and soft power means there's relationships, there's value to the minister of the foreign minister from Lithuania or Estonia to have their picture taken with the president of the United States, okay, showing friendship and that kind of thing.
Right.
And when you don't attend the dinner, you're throwing away the soft power value. And ultimately, being able to get people to follow a course that you set is dependent upon relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people say, you know, okay, well, he couldn't even show up at a dinner, the relationship with Joe Biden is meaningless because
exactly. We
don't know if he's able to actually perform the functions. And then you look at, you know, kind of him wandering around Windsor Castle and not knowing where to go, and King Charles getting frustrated with him because he sits there and wants to talk to the Buckingham or the Palace Guard who can't talk back. You sit there and it sends a message to the world that the United States is, you know, is a nation in decline.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, again, and the other thing too that's going on is that even before he goes to NATO, he kind of tips his hand on some military secrets. Did you know we were low on ammunition?
Well, actually, we've talked about that, but I don't know that the President of the United States had to say that. But you know what's interesting about that? And I'm just looking at this from a broad perspective. That would be considered a classified secret. Okay? That's a classified secret.
You would think.
So, right? But you know what you can do if you're a special prosecutor looking into Joe Biden having classified documents he shouldn't have had? which there is one. You don't know. Nobody's heard about heard from him lately. But there's that guy. You can't prosecute Joe Biden about saying that because Joe Biden is president of the United States, has the right to declassify anything he wants to because he's president. And so effectively, by making that announcement, declassified that fact.
Right.
And
exactly.
So, and the same thing held when Donald Trump was president. And when Donald Trump took stuff from the Oval Office and took it to his private residence, he effectively declassified it.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing would be if the Republicans were to open up a inquiry as to whether or not he had released classified secrets. Mm-hmm. Because they could then come back very rapidly and say, no, he's president. He has the absolute right to do that. And all the Democrats, well, of course he does.
Yes.
And obviously the inference being, well, so did Donald Trump, because he was president too.
Right.
And so that to me is the, when you get down to it, that's the ramifications of that. I don't think it was a very closely held, you know, we've talked about it. It's all over the U.S. media about the munitions challenge in terms of producing munitions. But when you go off, you say, we're going to give them F-16s and we're going to give them cluster bombs, which a year before had been declared the cluster
an offensive.
Bomber. He said that would be offensive and a terrible thing and would be a war crime. So Russians using cluster bombs is a war crime. A year later, we're giving the Ukrainians cluster bombs, which apparently isn't a war crime. Because we're doing it, and
well, it's less than because the dud ratio is a lot less. So I guess that's somewhat justified. Also, the fact that you know the cluster bombs that that Ukraine is using is to protect protect their property. But regardless, when humanity comes back, you know they're going to be dealing with these duds, right?
The problem is you got to have when you get there. You can't use rhetoric and say it counts. It matters. It matters if you do it, but it doesn't matter if we do it.
Right.
And
exactly.
I'm not pro or anti cluster bomb per se. I believe that the military should be able to use whatever's the proper tool to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But to say you're doing that because you're running out of ammunition is it's almost dumbfounding.
Yeah,
and it's very Biden-esque because the words he says oftentimes don't go together, and it's a little bit. It's almost like he speaks in code.
Yeah, I was going to say that exactly. Well, and the deal is, it makes you wonder what are we missing here, Rick, with all this stuff that's coming. You know, Hunter Biden's issues. We got problems, you know, still with Ukraine and Russia. Iran is beating their chest and licking their chops at Israel. Same thing goes for China and Taiwan. And we get caught up in all this little minutia here. You know, the FBI continues to lie and deflect and, they're biding their time. They're just hoping that, we can get beyond this Hunter deal and the judge is going to approve the deal and we'll move on. And the American people, you know, they're not happy with this thing at all. They feel the injustice of what's going on with Hunter Biden. And, meanwhile, did keeping Hunter Biden out of jail, is it going to cost Biden his presidency?
I think Hunter Biden's antics is going to end up costing his presidency because the fact is we don't know about the Biden crime family if Hunter Biden doesn't show up. On a report because he's chasing prostitutes and the prostitutes and he ended up on an IRS report who was investigating organized crime and there's Hunter Biden showing up and somebody says, well, is he paying taxes on any of this money? He's getting and so it all becomes a tax case, which is why the IRS whistleblower is so interesting. So without the IRS informant, You don't have the actual whole money laundering scheme laid out for you. And as a result of the money laundering scheme, you then know you're able to do a direct connection to the big guy in terms of money.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden's antics is eventually going to cost this guy his presidency, in my estimation. But I think what you can draw out of this trip to Europe is the reason he's, they knew he was going to go to NATO and do that stuff. Mm-hmm. But typically White Houses really want the president overseas, changing the subject and looking presidential and, you know, having people say, you know, and, you know, you'll hear the Hail the Chief and you hear, you know, the Star Spangled right. Banner and your stand up tall and you salute. And they want the president to be in that mode because it bumps, they get bumps and pulls.
Yeah.
And,
but they got the wrong cast to make it happen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. You know, speaking of Hunter Biden one more time, do you kind of feel like the country is in a codependent relationship with Hunter Biden? Because we're drugging this thing. I mean, you know, whether it's dealing with his child, his paintings, all this stuff that's going on as it continues to drag out. And the president of the United States, I mean, he is our commander in chief, and he is so mired with his son that everybody else is brought into this vortex. Am I missing something here, Rick?
Well, in a perfect world, I would never have to talk about Hunter Biden ever again. And I don't care about Hunter Biden. Okay. I would like for him to be well. I would like for him not to be on drugs and not have mysteries about where cocaine showed up in the White House or why it showed up. But the fact of the matter is Hunter Biden is not elected by anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the connection to his father and the business partnership that they appear to have, which makes it so there's a real question whether or not Joe Biden, his father, is a controlled asset of foreign entities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a simple example. There is a guy named Patrick Ho, who is a Chinese operative who was convicted of bribery in U.S. courts in like 2017, 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the guy that Hunter was supposed to defend, right?
He was Hunter's guy, right?
Client.
And
yeah.
So
right.
Patrick Ho had given through this Chinese energy company $1 million to Hunter Biden. And the first call that he made when the indictment was announced by DOJ in 2017 was to Hunter Biden. Now, help me. You got to stop this from happening.
Mm-hmm.
He does end up getting convicted. But in the actual prosecution, the U.S. attorney asserted that Patrick Ho is a person who goes around the world bribing public officials for the, you know, on behalf of the Chinese government.
CCP, right, exactly.
That's what the U.S. attorney charged Patrick Ho and said to the jury, said, this is who he is. So if he's that guy, and the one thing they never did was say, oh, and he gave Hunter Biden $1 million.
Yes.
But we know he gave Hunter Biden $1 million, and they asserted to get him convicted that that's who he was the person that was around the world bribing public officials. Well, at some point, you know, did they lie, which is possible. We've seen the U.S. attorney have a tremendous capacity to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were telling the truth, that's a direct assertion of the federal government that this guy was bribing public officials. He gave $1 million to Hunter Biden. Well, you can pretty much guess what that was for.
Right, exactly.
So you don't even have to add one and one to get. And Hunter Biden has no value because without his dad. So he wasn't bribing Hunter Biden because Hunter Biden has no value. He's bribing his dad.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the problem with Hunter Biden is he's the point of entry. He's the port of entry for corruption.
Right.
It's like he's a corruption sponge. He goes around the world collecting money from corrupt people, and on the guise that he can get dad to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, does dad get money, and does dad do anything? If dad's getting money out of it, then he's a controlled asset,
mm-hmm.
and that's the point that the House Oversight Committee has to be able to tie together, is that there's actually not just that Hunter Biden is getting money, we know that, but that Hunter Biden's not just stealing the money like a grifter, but instead mm-hmm. Hunter Biden is actually getting some of the money to his dad and providing, if nothing else, access to bad actors to Joe mm-hmm. Biden while Joe Biden was in office and had a capacity to do something. And the last piece of it is the U.S. Department of Justice just went off and indicted a guy named Gal Luft. Under FARA. He's saying, mm-hmm. oh, you didn't file as a federal agent.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't register as a foreign agent.
Yeah, they're manafforting him is what they're doing.
Yes,
yeah.
They are. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So he didn't file as a foreign agent. Well, mm-hmm. the entire investigation on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is that they didn't file as foreign agents.
Yeah.
That's what the whole House, that's essentially where all this money laundering comes mm-hmm. to, is at the very least they should have filed as foreign agents.
Yeah.
Because you have to prove that there's any quo there. You just say you didn't do the paperwork.
Right. Well, it's just like the same thing. You know that Hunter's dirty, And like I told Miranda Devine, I go, they're going to get him on tax evasion. And she goes, no, he already paid his tax. No, I go, trust me. They're going to get him. This is, they're going to Al Capone him. You know, they can't get him on the other, the real stuff, but they'll get him on tax evasion. And sure enough, well, this is what they got him on.
Well,
and so,
right.
But with all this stuff you're saying, Rick, we you see, this stuff is all, you know, verified by Bob Alinsky. It's verified even by Hunter's own words when he says, hey, you know, I'm having to pay my dad, you know, half my salary and all this. And he's paid for all these upgrades in the house and, you know, on and on. I mean, this stuff is documented. And so you've got all these strings and it's almost like people are reticent to really just tie down the knots. I mean, because you bring Ray on, you bring any other FBI agent on, you're asking him questions, and he's part of the deep state. You know, they essentially take the fifth, but it's like it's so obvious that they've colluded and they've participated in this narrative, in this story, all to protect Joe Biden. And the thing is that it's protecting Joe Biden, but I also say they're protecting Barack Obama. Because how is Obama? Obama's the president. And he's got Joe Biden, he's got Hillary Clinton, he's got John Kerry.
Right.
This is his primary.
They were the ones who were off doing their own deals, but they also were the ones who were set up to ultimately take the spear in the event that, because Barack Obama, as we remember, had Susan Rice go in on January 20th, 2021 or 2017, before the inauguration, and sent an email that says, Barack Obama didn't have anything to do with anything that happened. It was discussed on January. Okay, January 5th, I guess. And it's like, really, you kind of know that what's up there. But I would argue that they're not protecting Barack Obama. I'd argue they're protecting themselves. They have because it's the only explanation for the depth of this. The FBI made a decision. And DOJ made a decision 2014, 2015. They knew all this was going on. 2016, 2017.
Yeah, of course they did. They knew all this.
They made a set of decisions. Yeah. They made the decisions for political reasons. They're not justifiable. It goes to the Comey decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton on all the nonsense that she was doing, which, you know, and then they prosecute.
Obstruction of justice, everything, all the obstruction, everything.
Right.
Yeah, but no reasonable prosecutor would go after.
The same guy celebrates the indictment of Donald Trump over totally made up charges. So you've got so ultimately, they're trying to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. The answer that people give when asked who were on the inside, the whistleblowers, well, why do you think that they didn't prosecute these? And the answer that they give is because they thought that Donald Trump was worse, and consequently they didn't want to do anything that made it so Donald Trump gets elected. And that's kind of the shell shock effect of Comey's, you know, announcement saying that we wouldn't know reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Hillary Clinton after laying out all the reasons why she should be prosecuted. The internal opinion was that actually cost Hillary Clinton the election. And so they're desperately trying not to do anything that would have that same effect to help Donald Trump and do everything they can in the power to hurt Donald Trump by bringing charges against him that are garbage.
Yeah.
So,
but like you said, though, Rick,
they're not protecting Biden. They're protecting themselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see what you're saying. I follow you. But along the line, it's the Bidens are protected. I believe Barack Obama is protected as well.
Right.
Because they're all in the pool together. I mean, this is,
I agree with you on that. It's if you're anti-Trump, you're protected. The objective is to get Trump, Orange Man, bad. And because if Orange Man comes in, all those people are in trouble. So that is what I think is true. And it'll be an interesting, long, hot summer for those of us who have to be in D.C.
Rick, it's a psychosis, isn't it? I mean, you're talking major therapy for the Beltway. You're going to have to bring in psychologists, psychiatrists in mass in order to clear up their brains. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
Here's a message just...
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids.
The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. Today, the last chance for taxpayers to claim a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says that return must be filed on paper and postmarked by the end of the day. Extreme heat baking the U.S., especially the Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix, Arizona, say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees. In California, Death Valley is expected to hit 130. Air quality alerts issued for several U.S. states yesterday that is expected to continue today. That smoke from Canadian wildfires. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting 4 people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. That suspect accused of killing 3 men and 1 woman on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Over half the country, the majority of the country, is not liking the deal that Hunter Biden got. They know instinctively, and this is across party lines. I mean, this is bipartisan. Yes, no question, more conservatives. But nonetheless, a marked number of Democrats as well look at this and say, this is a bad deal. And, you know, and again, this is all part and parcel of what we're all involved here. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now from the Tea Party Patriots Action. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
You know, I was mentioning to Rick Manning just a moment ago, Jenny Beth, you know, this whole situation with Hunter, you know, his kids, drugs, you know, maybe, I don't know, the bad association of white powder, you know, hair, cocaine found at the White House, all this stuff. I just have the sense that I'm somehow being pulled into some codependent dysfunction with the Biden family, you know, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, because we're all getting pulled into this stuff and going, wait, Joe, stop. I mean, you know, find a place for Hunter. Get him. He doesn't need to be there at the White House, you know, and we're wiped out about all this stuff. I mean, you guys are going to run the clock out just like you did for, you know, to have him obfuscate his responsibility of paying his taxes and all the shenanigans you guys did. And you're going to run the clock out, and you're hoping for new management that somehow, I don't know, mysteriously, whatever it is, what kind of ballots they're going to come up with in order to give power back in the hands of the Democrats so they can make this nightmare go away. But, you know, I don't know how much more we need to hear. I mean, this stuff is, you got Bob Alinsky, you got tapes, you know, we've got whistleblowers. I mean, we've got so much evidence. They could only wish they had this kind of evidence against Donald Trump, because he'd already be in an orange jumpsuit. We wouldn't even be talking about Donald Trump anymore.
No, we wouldn't be talking about him if they actually had this kind of hard evidence on him. And you're absolutely right. They will continue to do things like run the clock out with potentially charging him. And we can say that with a high degree of confidence because there is IRS whistleblower testimony, and I've read the transcripts that say that that's exactly what happened. So even with the sweetheart deal that he received, it wasn't they waited until the statute of limitations had passed for some of the most money that he owed the IRS and the largest charges. So they can't collect that money anymore. He didn't properly report it. But then when you tie in Bob Alinsky told us that when Hunter referred to the big guy, that meant Joe Biden, and the IRS whistleblower testimony said that they were not allowed to talk about the big guy and they were not allowed to investigate the big guy. So we don't even know exactly how deeply and how much this connects to Joe Biden, whether he did the same kind of crimes by not reporting money and not paying taxes on it that his son did. And then when you think about the latest after Hunter gets the sweetheart deal, he's at a state dinner that night at the White House. And then he continues, and who knows? We don't know for certain who had the cocaine in the White House. We just know that it was there. And what you just said, okay, if you're going to run the clock out on all of this anyway, then just get him out of the White House. For Pete's sake, get him out of the White House. There's something very valid in that, Bill, because I think he's a national security threat. He doesn't need to be in the White House. He doesn't need to be taking money from foreign governments. His father doesn't need to be taking action based on the money that his son got from foreign governments. And he needs to be separated from the White House. I know he is Joe Biden's son, but it's not fair to drag all of us in, as you pointed out, into some bizarre codependent relationship with this grown man who is acting irresponsibly, recklessly, and illegally.
Yeah, and the thing is that, in fact, I wrote a letter, an open letter to his four-year-old daughter that he doesn't want to acknowledge. And it's sad, because she's 4 years old. So what does she know? Maybe somewhere down the road she might have some understanding and clarity, for her to understand that. And I wanted to understand that there are so many men that are aggrieved by what her father is doing to her. This is unacceptable. Our values are such that, that this should not happen to a 4-year-old girl. And, God bless her mother for protecting her and her grandparents. They must be quality people. And I think that there had to have been some kind of threat on them and their businesses, and why she ended up accepting, such a low-ball deal. Go from $20,000 a month to $5,000 a month and some etchings, some paintings. Come on, give me a break. But again, this is all mired in the Biden family and everything, and I think there's enough evidence out there, just like you said, Jenny Beth, between Bob Alinsky, the whistleblowers, David Weiss. He's being called to Congress, and of course, you got two stories that are in conflict between he and the Attorney General. That's crazy. But I like his answer. He says, "I'm willing to meet with Congress at the appropriate time." And you hear the clock
now.
You hear the clock ticking, so that again, they're going to run the time out on this deal. So, yes, exactly. We think there should be this sense of urgency. Let's get this thing cleared up, right away. But, no, they're dragging this out.
Well, they are dragging it out. And this is the topic that I find very frustrating to speak about and to ask people to take action on, because I have been targeted by the IRS. I watch how the government pulls all the levers of power to protect the people, the employees who do the wrong things, who act unconstitutionally against the American people, who I would say committed crimes against my organization and me personally. and they're held to no account. So I don't want to give people false hope that we're going to be able to get the things that we want out of this. I think the action items we're calling for, Merrick Garland should be impeached. He should be removed from office. There should be a special counsel assigned to investigate how complicit he has been in all of this and whether he's been involved in a cover-up. Do I think that even if it passed through the House right now and he was impeached in the House and sent to the Senate, that he'd be removed? I think that's a really high bar. I think the most important thing every single person who is listening right now can do, don't get discouraged and lose faith in our country, because our country is greater than any single person or family or group of people. And we must do everything we can to secure and win elections in 2024, because we have to change those who are in power right now, who control the levers of government, so we can clean out these agencies and begin to restore faith and trust in our institutions again.
Amen. And you bring up a good point here, Jenny Beth, and that is that with an impeachment, you got to understand, okay, what is the goal? What's the objective? You're exactly right. There's no way that the Senate is going to go along and actually impeach. But what we will know with certainty, because there are rules of law, there's the rules of decorum that come into play, that there will be revelations that will come out and that will be inarguable. And, you know, I think what McCarthy's doing and what Comer and Jordan and the rest of them, Senator Grassley to his credit as well, is that you're trying to fine point this thing. You know, you've got enough I's dotted and T's crossed. Bring it before the people. Because, you know, if I watch one more committee meeting, hearing going on, and hear these, you know, these lawyers from the FBI talk and obfuscate, and essentially, you know, take the fifth. They take their version of the fifth and saying, well, we can't comment on an ongoing, you know, suddenly it's an ongoing investigation and they can't comment on it. Well, why are we even having this meeting then, you know?
Right. And you know what? You are still responsible to Congress. You don't get to avoid your checks and balances. Secure and win in 2024. That's what we have to do.
Amen. Well, and people have really got to be serious about and committed to fixing the mess that they created. We didn't create this. They have done this, but it's up to we the people, Jenny Beth. You're exactly right. Where can they go for more information and get activated and join us in this fight?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, of course, very much in the crosshairs. There are many in the House already circulating articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, and now it's being reported that you've got Mark Green, the House Homeland Security Committee chair, is set to release a lengthy report detailing his initial findings of his probe into Mayorkas's DHSS. And it's detailing the ways that he broke the law. And, you know, and there's a couple of obviously serious things, not only breaking the law, you know, ignoring what Congress has passed, number one, and, you know, in issues of dereliction of duty, not even understanding what the cartel, you know, what the cartels are doing at the border. And, you know, and also the institution of the CBP One app. Which is, you know, as Green says, just a big shell game to produce automatic mass parole in violation of the laws passed by Congress. With us right now is the VP of Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Always good to have you here, buddy. You know, we've been talking about Mayorkas, and I'll tell you, they're tightening up the noose on him, and, you know, Green's coming at him. You've got the House already, you know, assembling articles of impeachment to get him out of there, you know, because meanwhile, you know, the gate's open, buddy.
Yeah, and I think they're also looking at possible options of using the appropriations process to maybe withhold some of his salary if he doesn't enforce immigration laws, things like that. They're looking at some different avenues. There's some obviously there's some conflict within the Republican conference about how to go around doing it. But, you know, you mentioned the word parole, and this seems to be Mayorkas's favorite tool in the toolbox.
Right.
And essentially what, you know, there's this tiny loophole. Well, we thought it was a tiny loophole in existing immigration law that allows an administration to grant parole to somebody who would otherwise be inadmissible into the United States on a case-by-case basis. And what this administration is doing is they're essentially using parole to create, as they describe it, to create legal pathways here in the United States. And it's like, no, that's not what parole was created for. Parole was created for, okay, somebody is you know, truly in danger of their lives, but they're not currently holding a visa to the United States and they need to get into another country. So the administration could review that case and say, yes, we'll give you parole and allow you in. But they seem to be doing it not just for all the people who have crossed the border illegally, which we've talked about, and asylum seekers, or fraudulent asylum seekers. Now we have word that they're expanding the program to start clearing the backlog of the chain migration backlog, the family, the family reunification green card program. They're going to use that to start the, you know, some of these people that are waiting 10 to 20 years for a green card. They're going to start using parole to get those people into the country faster. So it's just ridiculous what the administration is currently doing.
You know, this is amazing. You know, what's happening here in the United States, I mean, it's happening around the world. I mean, people's boundaries, nations' boundaries have broken down, and you've got an influx of, you know, population, you know, into their countries. I mean, look what's happening to Sweden. You know, their country is collapsing. I mean, time and again, and you go, wait a minute, is this, you know, this seems so diabolical and so purposeful by a group of people, and let's say 50% of the country still believes in the Constitution. Okay, the other 50 is still confused and they don't really know about what's going on here. But it's like this is happening wide open, right in front of our own noses, that our country is being taken over, that it you've got this new recipe that's being brought into the culture and into the country that homogenizes and dilutes the significance of, you know, our history and our values. I mean, how is that going to be a good thing? And when you look in history to see how, you know, how the isms, the socialisms and the Marxists and all that and what they've done, this is a pattern that is consistent from history past. And we are reproducing the mistakes of nations before us that opened up their borders. I mean, people in Europe that are doing this are regretting it, you know, greatly. And, you know, it's like dealing with homelessness. You know, we can't even deal with, you know, a problem with homelessness. It's like we're not handling these issues well at all. And at some point, this is going to collapse, Chris. It's unsustainable.
Yeah. You know, the Constitution, one of the key points of the Constitution is the separation of powers.
Yes.
The Constitution very clearly grants the authority over immigration naturalization to Congress, and that's been upheld time after time by the Supreme Court, who has the checks and balance between the executive branch and the legislative branch. And here we have an executive branch that is just so blatantly violating that separation of powers. You know, unfortunately, the House of Representatives and the Senate, for the most part, they're just standing by. You know, you did mention that they're drawing up some impeachment papers for Mayorkas on the House side. They're looking into some financial penalties, personal financial penalties for not only Mayorkas, but maybe some other DHS personnel. Again, not sure whether or not that's going to be able to fly or not. But but for the most part, I mean, and I think Republicans need to be communicating to this, to the people, you know, to the American people, every single press release that the administration puts out on administration, they're bragging about the fact that they're creating these new legal pathways. When is somebody from Congress going to stand up and say, no, that's our job. That's not your job to do that.
You see, two people particularly have stood up. Of note, and that's Boebert and MTG,
and Jim Jordan as well,
and Jim Jordan as well. But I mean, the two ladies are getting a lot, and Jim Jordan too. But you're right, I agree with you. But okay, so primarily, let's say the three of them. But I think that what happens is Jordan is doing all the background and research, and he's articulating it brilliantly. You know, we need about you know. Maybe six dozen more Jim Jordans to do this, you know, to keep the word out there. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, I mean, they are hot pistons. I mean,
they are
igniting stuff.
And you know, you want that sense of urgency. Well, these two ladies are the only, okay, so they don't get along and maybe they won't do tea together. Who cares? I don't care. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they see the sense of urgency. Let's get something done here. And God bless them, you know, for keeping the heat on. Because to your point, meanwhile, hey, the gate's still open, and you know we got you know, hundreds, thousands more people coming in, and along with it, you know, terrorists and everything else that does not bode well for the country. I mean, you add this all up, and you say, wait a minute, somebody's trying to destroy us, and we're just letting this happen. What is going on here?
Yeah, you're right, and especially Lauren Boebert's done a great job of introducing some legislation on the House side that tries to address some of these issues that have happened on immigration since the Biden administration has started. So she's certainly doing a great job there, but unfortunately, all three of them that we've mentioned, they've been marginalized so much by the mainstream. But still, where are the more middle of the road Republicans that can still get airtime on some of the national networks or in the major newspapers, not just get disregarded for what they say? Why aren't they concerned about this? I mean, they're members, they're card carrying members of the House of Representatives too. This is also their power that's being threatened by the administration, their challenge to the separation of power. And where are they speaking up? Why are they not defending Congress's role in lawmaking
exactly.
here in the United States? I'd like to hear more.
Yeah, I mean, and this is their own domain. They're giving up their own power, their own constitutional power, which you think, and of course the American people, we're suffering for it. And we're going, wait a minute, we're going to pay this problem. When we see the trouble, this is real obvious, but because politics is politics, and the way this is played out in such a way that it's this establishment mindset that, oh, it's got to run its course in time. We've got to go through all the, wait a minute, you know, we've got enough information here. You know, the gate is open. The doors are open. We got millions of people coming. We've got terrorists that are coming in, you know, by their own admission, as much as we can find out. And to me, that number still is an estimate. You know, what's the difference between 100 or 1,000? Or maybe 5,000? You know, I don't, you know, it could be, you know.
Yeah.
But they'll admit to 100. Well, come on, give me a break. You know, so enough of this stuff. The danger is here. It's no longer existential. It is within us, and we've got to do something about it. There is a sense of urgency that must take place, and that's what we're looking for. And see, this is why the deep state's so freaked out about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump knows urgency, and anybody else that's running for the presidency, I'm sorry. You know, there might be some other people, you know, but Donald Trump got the job done. He did it before. He can do it again. I mean, it's not like I'm campaigning for him, but I'm campaigning for somebody to you know, this is dangerous. I mean, we're beyond the danger point. I mean, this is code red, and there needs to be something done about this right away. And, you know, we continue, you know, to talk about the dangers, and, you know, Mayorkas could care less. The Biden syndicate, you know, they don't care. I mean, you've got these people that are hell-bent, sadly, on destroying our country. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, unfortunately. And back to those middle-of-the-road Republicans, I think they're looking for the campaign donations from the people that are benefiting from these fights.
No, don't even talk to me about campaign donations. Lord have mercy. Yeah, that's a whole other deal. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA Vice President. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination.